This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 7th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. If you've barely left the runway and things get quiet, you face an immediate decision on whether to look for a flat spot ahead or risk running out of altitude turning back. According to witnesses, the pilot of a Bonanza lost power as little as 30 seconds after takeoff from runway 15 at Palm Beach County Park Airport in South Florida and tried to turn back for the runway. According to a pilot who was landing a helicopter at the airport at the time, the bright red V-tailed Bonanza didn't make the runway, hit the ground and cartwheeled, collided with a Cessna 337 on the ground, then hit a trailer. As of our deadline, the two people on board the Bonanza, who were both killed, had not been identified. Follow updated details at aero-news.net. ANN is monitoring reports of a Marine Corps helicopter crash near San Diego, in which two Marine aviators have reportedly lost their lives. The aircraft went down shortly before midnight on Tuesday, carrying live ordnance, which required firefighters to keep their distance from the wreckage while controlling the resulting two-acre brush fire. The AH-1W went down in the Cleveland National Forest to the east of San Diego County. The two pilots, thought to have been killed on impact, were described as highly qualified and were attached to the Medium Helicopter Squadron 166 in the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. Identification was being withheld pending notification of kin as of our deadline. Following Friday's good news that Imprimis, the new owner of Piper Aircraft, appears inclined to keep the company in Florida and inject capital, we find out that the seller, American Capital Limited, actually made out pretty well on the sale, even in a tough economy. American says that since it started its involvement in Piper in 1998, it has received 4.5 times its total investment back for an annualized compound rate of return of 18%. Steve Price, managing director of American's operations team, commented, quote, "We are extremely delighted with the impressive results. The sale of Piper during such challenging economic times demonstrates that the market is still receptive to the acquisition of strong assets," unquote. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 142, has announced a tentative 4-year contract agreement with Southwest Airlines, covering 5,300 customer service and reservations agents. District 142 President Tom Higginbotham explained, quote, "The tentative agreement provides retroactive wage increases, increased employer 401k contributions, and expands job security provisions," unquote. Negotiations began last August 28th, a month before the current contract became amendable. The union is developing a membership ratification schedule and recommending its members approve the deal. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. If you're planning a summer GA flight out of the U.S., don't miss this deadline. A popular FBO software provider has new owners. And are airliners as risky as Joe Biden says they are? Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, Gamma President Pete Bunce talks about the association's recent report on declining GA sales with ANN's Jim Campbell. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.